Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I don't know at what point in my life that I started to really dislike tests. I know as a little kid in grade school, I used to love them. Especially the math tests. I was good with numbers. So they were fun. And I think it was all maybe about, I don't know, 6th or 7th grade. All that kind of went away. And I dreaded them. Every single one of them. Except for maybe math. That waited until I got to algebra. Then that went away too. I could not get my head wrapped around that. And I dreaded them. Probably had a lot to do with what my focus was on at the time. And like most tests, it has to do with attention and participation and preparedness, that you're prepared to take them. I suffered from all of that. Until one test that I remember very, very distinctly. I got to the point in my senior year where I ran the risk of not graduating with my class. And it came down to one teacher and one exam. Now, this exam was not required of seniors. Seniors were exempt from it, unless, of course, you were like me, struggling for credits to graduate. The teacher was a good guy. And he said, "I'll make you a deal. You take it, you pass it, you graduate." Well, I don't know as if I've ever studied that hard in my life, okay, because that was a real fear that I was not going to graduate with the people that I had literally grown up with. So the day came to post the score, and I can't even remember if I got a score. I remember the word passed. So I got my diploma. I got to graduate with all my friends. It was a great day. I saw that same teacher. His first name was Greg. Really, really nice guy. Some years later, 20, 25, even 30 years later, I ran into him. And we talked about that, and we laughed, and we joked. And I asked him, and I said, "You know, I've always wanted to ask you, did I really pass that test, or were you just scared to death that you'd have to put up with me for another semester?" And he laughed out loud and he changed the subject. I never did get an answer. But I know I was able to graduate. And I thought about that as preparing for this sermon because, for what it's worth, I don't mean to age myself, but this year is the 40th anniversary of our graduation. So I've been out of high school 40 years now. Seems just like yesterday. But I was prepared for that test. And just for the tally books now into higher and more deeper education, I'm a lot better at test two. I do a better job of preparing. I do a better job of listening. And there's a sense of excitement there that I had when I was younger. So it all seems to work well. Jesus today is led into the wilderness, not by the devil, not by any need of his own, but by the Spirit, to the desert. The desert that all through the Old Testament and into the New, where prophets were sent to be purified and cleansed and to have all of their ego and their pride laid low, laid right in the sand, where they had to trust God explicitly, where there was nothing else but God. And this is where the Spirit led Jesus, just as it had led many prophets before. And the devil was there too. And the devil was prodding. And the devil was poking. And the devil was testing. And through the Spirit, Jesus rose to the challenge. Jesus passed the test. When offered to satisfy his hunger by merely changing a stone into bread, he said, "There's more to live on than that. It's about God's word." When shown all the kingdoms of the world, all that wealth, all that fame, all that earthly power, he said, "No, because all of that will pass away. just like anything else that God has created, it too will pass away. But in God, in my Heavenly Father, there is life, eternal life. That's where I'm staying. You keep your kingdoms. You keep your power. You keep your wealth. And then the last time, said, if you are the Son of God, almost sounds as if Satan knows a little bit more about being the Son of God than Jesus at some point. But he said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself off of the pinnacle of the temple. I want to see the angels come and catch you. Tempting God is not what it's about. Putting him to the test is not what it's about. It's about honoring, and it's about trusting where and when in need, not creating the need. And Jesus said, no, thank you. So knowing that his time would come, Satan leaves, knowing that there would be another time. And that's where our Lenten journey takes us, is to that next time. But today, we talk about tests. See, the thing is that what Satan couldn't do was redefine who Jesus was. He could not force Jesus into redefining himself into worldly things or possessions, because Jesus had his heart, his mind, his entire soul pointed to above. And he passed the test. Now, in the world we live today, this may not be an image you want to take out of here, but it is our wilderness. It is our desert. Because on a daily basis, Satan is poking. Satan is prodding. Satan is testing to see if he can redefine who we are. Every day. Every day that temptation exists. So then the question becomes, are we ready? Are we equipped? Will we pass the test? Well, let's think on that a minute. How would we equip ourselves? Well, we could study our Bible. That's always a good place to start. That doesn't hurt. We can come to church every Sunday. Well, yeah, you should be here every Sunday. Well, maybe not every Sunday. We can give generously. We can do all kinds of things, and they're all good. They all look to our heart and how we care for one another. But how you are most equipped is a believing heart. And it's a believing heart in this. For just as Jesus received the Spirit in holy baptism, we too believe that in our baptism we receive that same Spirit. And that Spirit is with us forever. That Spirit comforts us, strengthens us, emboldens us, helps us to persevere through thick and thin. And that Luther says all that is required is a believing heart. But that you and I are equipped no differently than Jesus to be able to face the poking, the prodding, and the tests of Satan. Now, is this a guarantee that we're always going to pass the test? No. No. If we were capable of always passing the test, that cross wouldn't be there. Be something else. Jesus made sure that even though we don't pass the test, that we are still forgiven, that we are still empowered, and that we are still supported to take on the next day and the next day and the next day to do the best we can with it. To take and push Satan back and say, no, this is enough. No, that isn't how it works. No, It's not who I am. You will not redefine me. Because in Christ, here, we take on the identity of a child of God. And that's who we are, is children of God. Will we stumble? Will we fall? Sure. Will we have days where we fall out of the habit of proper preparation or preparedness? Maybe. But we always have the Holy Spirit. Christ is always present, always with us, always there, and always supporting. That when Satan pokes, when Satan prods, when Satan tempts, we can rise to the challenge and we can rise to the test and say no. These are the gifts for the children of God. Loved, forgiven, and equipped. You are equipped. You are ready to take the test. Amen.